WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 6. It is 47 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Students attending at least 3 College Station elementary schools will have new principals in August. That's the result of filling who will be in charge when the district's 10th elementary opens in August of 2019. Superintendent Clark Ely announced the first principal at Riverbend will be Robin Jones, who is finishing her 4th year at Rock Prairie. The new principal at Rock Prairie is Jeff Duran, the principal at Creekview the past 4 years. Taking over at Creekview is Annette Roerbach, who has been the principal at Pebble Creek the last 8 years. And the search is underway to fill the vacancy at Pebble Creek. Dr. Ely says internal and external candidates will be considered. A special meeting of the Bryan City Council tomorrow at noon takes up the possibility of a small reduction in natural gas rates due to a drop in federal tax rates.
We are working with each individual city to get this federal tax reform instituted.
Chase Murphy at Atmos Energy says Bryan is a member of one group of cities that negotiates rates, while College Station, which approved lower rates last week, is a member of another group. According to background information for tomorrow's Bryan Council meeting, the reduced rates could start as soon as April 1st. The average residential customer would save $1.68 a month, and a small commercial customer $5.06 a month. A Hempstead man arrested in July of 2014 on charges of stealing $24,000 of property belonging to the city of College Station, then evading arrest, reached a plea agreement last week. According to a news release from the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, 48-year-old Marlon Bryant was sentenced to 26 years in prison. The length of the punishment was due to Bryant's criminal history. Bryant admitted to entering a city-owned storage building and taking a trailer loaded with a riding mower and a side-by-side ATV. After Bryant escaped arrest, police found his wallet in the driver's seat of the getaway truck. He was found 3 months later. Governor Greg Abbott sent a letter to the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board calling for immediate action to address and ensure the safety of Texas's college campuses following the Parkland, Florida high school shooting. Blinn College's Chief of Police and Emergency Management Coordinator John Chancellor says President Mary Hensley budgeted extra money for campus security well before the Florida shooting.
We are in the process of hiring additional officers for the to cover the Blinn campuses. And we are also in the process of looking to see what it will take through this report to harden our campuses to prevent or help us secure our campuses.
Chief Chancellor says Blinn College is in compliance with the governor's current requirements. For those of us in town during spring break, a traffic advisory from the city of College Station, Southwest Parkway will be closed at Welburn Road today through Saturday for repairs. While detours will be in place, motorists are advised to seek alternate routes. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 47 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Okay. Well, now let's see what we're doing. It's daylight saving time, you know. All the clocks are wrong. All the folders don't load. Okay.
And it's Monday. It's like double whammy.
All right, let's try this one.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Come experience the genius of Leonardo da Vinci through over 30 machines based on his visionary designs. Each machine has been faithfully constructed from Leonardo's notebooks by a modern team of scientists and craftsmen. Come see flying machines, the machine gun, the parachute, the armored car, the robot, and much more. This exhibit will be on display at the Busch Library and Museum starting February 28th. For more information, visit Busch41.org.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Yeah, we're working all 5 days this week. Weather's right. You guys working 5 days this week? Are you?
Okay. Talking about spring break?
Yeah.
Spring break.
Yeah. Here we go. It's the weather's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both Houston airports, and daily service now to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
High pressure in control. Lots of sunshine for today. Temperatures up to 60 to 65 later this afternoon. Overnight skies will be clear. Lows are going to drop down to about 40. We have high pressure off to our north. Sun for much of tomorrow. There'll be a few clouds here and there. Highs near 65. Tomorrow night clear. Lows will drop down to about 40. High pressure is forecast to remain in control of the weather through Wednesday. High 65 to 70 with sunshine. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Do you feel like dancing? Well, Aggie men's basketball feels like dancing. They're heading to the NCAA tournament. They're going to be taking on Providence as a seventh seed. Coach Billy Kennedy talking a little bit yesterday after the reveal at the show.
Obviously, we're excited to be in the tournament, play a really good team in Providence who just lost the championship game to Villanova in the tournament. Don't know a whole lot about their team, just know they're tough, and I know their coach, Ed Cooley, has done a great job there.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up as well as some of the players. But, second time in 3 years that the Aggies will be heading to the NCAA tournament, and they do have a tall task ahead of them. Of course, plenty of great stuff going on the diamond this past weekend. Baseball and softball both pulling off sweeps, and the NCAA Indoor Championships at track and field. All that more coming up in sports.
So I turned on the women's softball game yesterday, as opposed to the men's softball game.
Yes.
Yesterday, and they were talking about Tori wants to go into broadcasting.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the color person said, she's out to get my job!
Yeah.
Was that you?
No.
Oh.
It was Jenny Dalton Hill.
Okay. Okay.
Who does a very good job.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Oh, that's right. SEC Network did that yesterday.
Yes, they did Saturday and Sunday's games.
So I just happened to tune in to see them score their two runs. So that
worked good. Out really well. Good. Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
And that was, who's the young lady from Bryan?
Erica Russell.
Erica Russell.
Yeah, she got an RBI. Little,
Grandma listens to the show.
Yep, she does.
Little Dinko hit out there. I mean,
hey, man.
I know she's
getting it done.
She's standing on first base just laughing.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just laughing about it. That's yep. Okay. So apparently, I got this sent to me this morning from the Lawrence, Kansas Police Department. Please do not call 911 to complain about the format of the NCAA tournament selection show. We can't do anything about it, no matter how bad it is.
Wow. Yeah, I was hearing folks weren't real happy with it.
Oh, well.
Via the Twitter's verse.
Yeah.
That's TBS. You know, they got to draw those things out. It's like a two-hour show. You got to waste a bunch of time.
I still think it's weird that the women sit around for a week while the guys play their conference tournaments, and then they still get their selection show a day ahead of time, like a day ahead of the women.
So you're saying the women should have been announced last Monday?
I don't know. It's just strange to me that they finish they're a week ahead in playing, but they actually find out their seeds a day after the men.
Okay. I'll say this today, and we'll see what happens a year from now.
Okay.
But I bet a year from now they don't do it that way.
Don't think they've done it that way for forever.
I don't
though.
Care. The world has been different in the last year.
Yeah. It's just a weird timeline for me. That's all. I don't know why they wait.
There's a whole lot of Title IX people out there who says, yeah, we could put an argument together.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, don't be shocked if they decide next year that they go ahead and have the women's seedings before the men's seedings.
So Chelsea head up the revolt.
I mean, and
there.
It's I'm not like upset or like, I don't necessarily feel one way about it. I just think it's strange. Like they've been done with their SEC tournament for over a week, and they won't find out till tonight where they're going in the NCAA tournament.
But maybe they feel like it would get more views because the tournaments, I assume the conference tournaments were going on last Monday. At least I know that the guys here were playing, what, Tuesday, I believe, or Wednesday? So maybe they think that fewer people will tune into the selection show if there's games going on.
Just generally, I don't know that we're not talking to exclusive groups here to some extent.
That is true.
All right. And number two, once again, this has been a year like no other year in our modern history.
Yeah,
so
it'll be interesting.
I could see that there would be an argument that the NCAA, and you know what? The NCAA needs to make a good decision. They need to make some friends somewhere. And
true.
Just saying, it could very well happen. In the meantime, you don't know much about Providence? Well, there's a lot of people who do. Oh, and if they beat them, who do they play?
UNC.
Yeah, which is like, I don't know, 15 minutes from Charlotte. So that'll work out well, won't it?
Yeah.
See how this goes.
Providence just went wire-to-wire with Villanova, who's a number one seed, and also Xavier. I believe they went 3-3 against those two teams over the season.
Yeah.
So they went 3-3.
Yeah.
Where they split the six games.
Uh-huh. See how that goes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so a high school in Alaska conducted an active shooter drill recently with a police officer walking through the halls firing real blanks because they wanted the students to know what gunshots sounded like.
Jeez, all right.
This is a clip with audio from the actual drill along with a teacher discussing it with her students afterwards.
East High School has an active shooter in the building. An active shooter is in the building.
You guys.
I mean, wow.
The shooter is a middle-aged dark male wearing a Carhartt jacket.
So the kids knew it was a drill, right?
I guess so.
I would hope so.
I hope so.
The building is clear. The shooter has been neutralized.
Yeah, it sounds pretty quiet.
The drill is over.
We had a good barricade. We worked together as a team, covering the door all the way. Yeah, there was quite a bit of light shining in.
So many times you read about these active shooter situations that they hear a gun going off like that and they think it's something different. You're programmed to think I'm safe all the time, right?
That's the school in East High School in Anchorage.
I'm like the opposite. I hear a car backfire and I'm like, oh, gunshot.
All right. So, again, to go back, I was in Austin the day of the shooting at the tower.
Mm-hmm.
We were right next to the tower, okay? Heard the gunshots. People thought they were sandblasting the building. People thought that was scaffolding banging up against the building because they didn't really know. They didn't expect.
Right.
Yeah. Did not expect to hear a rifle shot. I heard it. I didn't know there was a rifle shot because you're sitting on a campus with buildings all around and it's air conditioned. So I'm not sure that's a totally bad thing right there.
And as long as the kids know it's a drill.
Right.
I mean, you don't want to scare them for that reason.
Exactly. But
you can still go through the motion and go through the sound effects and whatnot.
But that's the thing, too, is even if you're acquainted with guns and you know what they sound like, it's still, like Scott said, you're just not expecting it in that situation.
Sure,
which is unfortunate because now, you know, you have to.
Now you do.
See, no, I truly, though, like in high school one time in the morning where most of the kids, we just congregated in the cafeteria before class started.
Yeah, hooligans.
And someone threw a firecracker, lit a firecracker, threw it across the floor.
Yep.
I hit the ground.
I understand.
And I was probably one of the only people in the cafeteria who did it. But for whatever reason, that was my first reaction.
Well,
and my friends thought I was an idiot. I thought I was being
smart. No. I would not say that was an idiot play there.
But, that's the first thing that went off in my mind. So I don't know.
It's pretty incredible.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of
information.
I don't know that making sure that all your students know what a gunshot sounds like is a bad thing to do.
Because there are some people who have never been around
it. And hate to have to talk about that, but that could be the situation.
Interesting.
Good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
Are you newly engaged, planning a wedding? You're in luck. The spring 2018 issue of Brazos Valley Bride is hot off the press and is the ultimate resource for brides-to-be. Flip through 148 pages of local content from local professionals who can help you plan the most beautiful day of your life. Find the Brazos Valley Bride Spring 2018 issue at local businesses all across the Brazos Valley, or visit BrazosValleyBride.com to access our digital edition anytime, anywhere. That's BrazosValleyBride.com.
It's the 2018 Brazos County Youth Livestock Show. Events and livestock shows begin Tuesday, March 20th and ends with the premium auction on the final day, Saturday, March 24th. The 62nd annual Brazos County Youth Livestock Show at the Brazos County Expo Center. Sponsored by American Momentum Bank, BTU, Garrett Mechanical, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, and Pegasus Optimization Managers. Experience all the excitement of the 2018 Brazos County Youth Livestock Show at the Brazos County Expo Center. For a full list of shows and times, visit BCYLA.com.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Infomaniacs coming up on 6/21. It is day 71. We got 294 of them to go. Girl Scout Day. Girl Scout Day.
There you go.
They were called actually Girl Guides to begin with.
Okay.
Back in 1912.
Guide me to the cookies.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more cookie facts a little bit later on having to do with that. It's Plant a Flower Day if you want to do that today. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, there you go.
Fill your staplers day.
Do that okay, if
sure.
you need them.
That's right. May as well. And also, it's National Napping Day.
Ooh.
Mm, hey, I love
napping. It kind of makes sense. Daylight saving time.
Because you know, our world will be absolutely off kilter today because of 1 hour. But
true.
Nonetheless. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Jamie Alexander is turning 34, plays Jane Doe on Blind Spot. Also,
okay.
Sif in the Thor movies. Mm-hmm. So you got that going for you, which is nice. Aaron Eckhart turning 50 today, plays Harvey Dent on The Dark Knight.
Oh, okay.
He's been in a lot of other mm-hmm. stuff, too. Some good, some not so good. But he's turning 50. Daryl Strawberry, remember him?
Yeah,
baseball
Yankees.
Player turning 56. Of course, before that, he was with the 86 Mets
yeah.
in a really crazy stories
yes.
with him.
Yeah.
He,
yeah.
of course, suffered from drug and sex addiction. And I know he's been pretty vocal about that stuff here
he
in
has.
Recent years as he was reformed. But, man, yeah. Crazy, but really, really talented guy. Courtney B. Vance is turning 58. Played Johnny Cochran on The People versus O.J.
Oh, yes.
And he's been in a lot of other stuff, too. He's Angela Bassett's husband. He graduated from Harvard and Yale.
Wow.
Smarty
so,
pants.
Yeah, he is a smart
and
guy.
And he ends up being an actor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
right.
it pays better, probably.
Yeah, maybe.
Marlon Jackson turning 61. Jackson 5.
Sure.
He's one of the Jackson kids. Steve Harris turning 62. Iron Maiden's bassist. We won't play any Iron Maiden this morning. It's still a little
Thank
early.
You.
Now, he's also the primary songwriter for the band as well. He found it. Now, this might be a little controversial. Ron Jeremy is turning 65. He has been in legitimate films, some not so legitimate, but he's turning 65, so he has been in legitimate films. He's been an actor. James Taylor is turning 70 today. Sweet baby James.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Don't know if I'm related to him or not, but I got an uncle named James Taylor.
Okay.
So
does,
you never know.
Does he get the other guy's mail?
I don't know. That would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Would be, yeah.
It'd be nice if he got his paychecks, too.
Yeah.
And Mitt Romney is turning 71
the
today.
The Mitster, wow.
Worth $250 million, baby.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, he's just like us.
Yeah,
you
just
have to worry
like
about
us.
That. Liza Minnelli is 72.
Oh,
Liza.
Just
gonna be Liza. Johnny Rutherford, who was an Indy 500 winner three times, is 80. And Barbara Feldon, who played Agent 99 in Get Smart way back in
oh,
the
yeah.
day.
Missed She's, it by that much.
That's right, 85 today. All right, 624.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, President Trump scored a huge win last week, accepted an invitation to meet with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un by May of this year to discuss, yes, denuclearization. Now, North Korea agreed to halt their nuclear and missile testing until the meeting, while American sanctions against the rogue regime, they stay in place. Now, the Democrats, the mainstream media, they cannot hide their disdain for President Trump. As Newsbuster points out, one NBC national security analyst claimed that President Trump allowed himself to be boxed in and had given up a huge concession. He gave up nothing. You know, these same networks that slobbered and fawned over President Obama's disastrous Iranian deal, they can't bring themselves to acknowledge President Trump's incredible foreign policy accomplishment.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window coverings for many reasons. Now, Marlene from Ohio says, quote, Blinds.com is by far the most customer-friendly company. Now, the blinds were easy to install. The quality is excellent. I highly recommend. Now, just go to Blinds.com and find the perfect window coverings for your home. And now, through March the 14th, you'll save up to 20% off site-wide just by going to Blinds.com/Hannity. Blinds.com/Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
GoToMeeting is the collaborative meeting tool trusted by over 18 million monthly users. But how do we make the concept of 18 million more real for you? Well, if you wanted to travel 18 million miles, you could go to the moon and back 36 times and still have a few miles left over for a detour. $18 million could buy you 4.5 million non-fat iced lattes, which would keep you caffeinated from now until the end of your career. Or if you took 18 million standing desk breaks, well, you'd probably be in great shape. Visit GoToMeeting.com to learn why so many people trust us to help them get work done.
Let me remind you, let me invite you to be a part of the Twin City Mission Annual Charity Golf Classic. It's Monday, March 26th at the City Course at the Phillips Event Center. Four-person scramble, 9 a.m. shotgun start. To register your team, go now to TwinCityMission.org. If you don't play, but you still want to help the charities of Twin City Mission, you still want to be a part of the annual Twin City Mission Charity Golf Classic, plenty of sponsorships and partnerships, call Ron Crozier at 822-7511.
Come experience the genius of Leonardo da Vinci through over 30 machines based on his visionary designs. Each machine has been faithfully constructed from Leonardo's notebooks by a modern team of scientists and craftsmen. Come see flying machines, the machine gun, the parachute, the armored car, the robot, and much more. This exhibit will be on display at the Busch Library and Museum starting February 28th. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Good morning, 627 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, Linda Tracy Gilman, we know all three names, so we know it's probably not a good story, has now been convicted of trying to arrange to have her ex-husband murdered.
Oh, yeah, that's illegal.
she was previously charged with seeking a second hitman.
Mm. Oh, geez.
You know, it's okay to think about it.
Well, she was in jail. You really? On the first charge.
Oh.
She was shopping around.
And then on Friday, she tried to find a third hitman.
Well, it's probably a little bit easier to find him in prison.
Well, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself, Scott. She just waited till she was out on parole.
Well, I should have, but I forgot to mention she's 70.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know what went on there, but it wasn't good.
Lots of pent-up rage.
Yeah. She wasn't listening to Focus on the Family, clearly.
No, definitely not.
Found guilty Friday afternoon on one count of criminal solicitation, which is a first-degree felony in and of itself, but was acquitted of the second count. Oh, they gave her a break. We're having a two-for-one special. Early last year, she was charged with two counts of criminal solicitation, asking one of her employees, a man who also rents a condo from her, to arrange for the murder of her husband.
So she just asked some random person. If you're gonna get a hit on somebody, you gotta ask a person who knows what they're doing.
Well, she gave the guy $5,000 and promised him $100,000 more once he took care of it.
See, 100K. With that kind of money, you can get you somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yep. Well, what's kind of interesting, strange deal, was that the Salt Lake City County District Attorney's Office Friday announced that she had tried to once again hire a hitman for the third time.
Oh, my.
I bet that made things weird at the bingo hall. Y'all hear about Agatha and Jim?
Yeah, man, I'm telling you.
She really doesn't. She wants a divorce.
Well, and you're right. You would think if you missed it the first time or the second time, by the third try, you would know where you need to be checking to see if you can find reliable people.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Not Craigslist, that's for sure.
That's right. She probably won't be getting out of jail anytime soon. All right, 629, let's do some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to have a lot of sunshine this week, which is kind of neat. 64 for a high temperature today. Winds will be out of the north at 10 to 15. Actually, winds will be out of the north for a while this week. We will turn probably out of the south later on in the week. That brings in some clouds, but the temps moderate. But, hey, 64, 66, and 66 is what we got right now for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then all the way up to 78 by Friday with that wind shift. Again, there'll be a slight chance of showers, maybe about I don't know, 20% or so, but still in all, looks like we got an ideal week. Right now out there, a little chilly, 47 with a chill factor of 41.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The makers of an expensive cholesterol-lowering drug plan to offer discounts of up to 69% in exchange for insurers and pharmacy benefit managers expanding their coverage of the medicine to more patients. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals and Sanofi say they will seek to renegotiate their contracts with insurers by offering rebates and discounts for the drug that would bring its net price within a range of $4,500 to $8,000 annually per patient, down from its list price of $14,600. Longtime Dow Chemical leader Andrew Liveris plans to step down next month, ending a nearly 14-year tenure that culminated with the chemical giant's combination last year with rival DuPont. A consortium of Jet Airways of India, Air France, and Delta is looking to bid for state-run carrier Air India Limited. India will invite initial bids for a stake sale in Air India over the next couple of weeks. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 47 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The week after the College Station City Council approved paperwork that will mean lower natural gas rates, the Bryan City Council takes its turn. The two cities are in different groups that negotiate with Atmos Energy. A special meeting of the Bryan City Council is being held tomorrow at noon to consider the Atmos offer of lowering customer bills.
In the cities where we have franchises, again, we're going to get those tax cuts passed on to the ratepayers and the folks that live in those towns, totally separate from anything to do with natural gas rates and things of that nature.
Atmos spokesman Chase Murphy says savings from lowering the tax rate from 35 to 21% are being passed on to the customer. According to the city of Bryan, the average residential customer will save $1.68 a month and a small commercial customer $5.06 a month. The reduced rates, if approved by the council, could begin as soon as April 1st. At least 4 of 10 College Station School District elementary campuses are getting new principals. Superintendent Clark Ely announced 3 current elementary principals are taking new assignments effective at the end of the current school year. The domino starts at Riverbend Elementary, which will open in the fall of 2019. Robin Jones, the principal at Rock Prairie since July 2014, is moving to CSISD's 10th Elementary campus. Taking over at Rock Prairie is Jeff Duran, the principal at Creekview the past 4 years. Taking over at Creekview is Annette Rohrbach, who has been the principal at Pebble Creek the last 8 years. And the search is underway to fill the vacancy at Pebble Creek. Dr. Ely says internal and external candidates will be considered. Another citizen's report of suspicious activity to College Station police has led to another arrest.
This took place Friday afternoon in an apartment complex in the area of Southwest Parkway in Anderson. Officers were requested to issue criminal trespass warnings to 3 men who are not residents because they were driving around the property. According to the arrest report, when the car was stopped, the officer smelled marijuana. That led to a search of the car and the discovery of a purse reported stolen in a vehicle burglary. The purse contained all the victim's credit cards and a ring. The driver told police he found the purse and the credit cards on the side of the road. The officer, who did not believe the driver and who also found property reported stolen in Bryan, arrested 17-year-old Quindarius Jackson of Hearn for misdemeanor theft. 5 Bryan police officers and a Brazos County deputy constable responded to a disturbance on the city's north side Friday afternoon. A Caldwell man was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon, and Burleson County charges of bail jumping and assault. 46-year-old James Spains accused of threatening to kill a man who yelled at him for peeling out of a driveway in the area of Highway 21 and the freeway. Officers found a large .38 caliber revolver belonging to Spain buried in his friend's backyard. The fully loaded handgun, according to the arrest report, was in a concealed carry holster. That was in a plastic bag in a freshly dug hole covered by a spare tire. A Friday night crash at Texas and Villa Maria did not involve any injuries, but Bryan police arrested the driver who was not at fault for driving with an invalid license of 3 prior convictions. According to online records, it's the 22nd time that 41-year-old Anthony Williams of College Station has been in jail, but the first in the last 4.5 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County District Court jury last week convicted and sentenced one of 4 Freestone County men who prosecutors say robbed and threatened to kill a College Station marijuana dealer more than 4 years ago. According to the district attorney's office, the jury imposed a 15-year prison term for 27-year-old Ivan McWilliams of Teague. McWilliams, who was on probation at the time of the holdup, was eligible for probation. One of the co-defendants, 24-year-old Levi Carroll Jones, testified at the trial. Jones is serving a 12-year sentence. A third co-defendant, 25-year-old Devontae Owens, is on probation. Prosecutors say Owens was in the getaway car at the time of the robbery and threats. The fourth person has never been identified. 2 weeks after the Parkland, Florida shooting, Texas Governor Greg Abbott sent a letter to colleges in the state ordering immediate action to ensure safety on campuses. Blinn College's Chief of Police and Emergency Management Coordinator John Chancellor says the letter asks that all public junior college districts are in compliance with school safety audits and multi-hazard emergency operations plans.
That report was turned in to the Texas School Safety Center, and Blinn is in compliance with that letter. We'll begin working on the 2018 report, which covers the last 3 years, within the next week or two, probably right after spring break.
Chief Chancellor says well before the Florida shooting, Blinn's president, Dr. Mary Hensley, budgeted extra money to enhance security at all of Blinn's campuses. He also believes there's a mental health proponent that does not always get mentioned.
I think it has been since this last shooting, and I think that we have a behavioral intervention team set up for the Blinn College, and that's something that we're active in, both on the police side and the faculty and staff side.
Chancellor says they continuously look for new ways to harden campus safety. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 47 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Ill advice number 37. Drink lemon juice to lower your blood pressure. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Looking for sweeter ways to manage your high blood pressure? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
What's the best-selling small tractor in America? Kubota's BX Series Subcompacts. No other subcompact tractors on the market have so much versatility designed to fit in your garage. And if you're looking to mow right now, a 54-inch mower deck is included. Get a BX1880 for as low as $99 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Normandy Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
The relationship between accountant and client is not based on money. It's based on trust. and your trust is not an investment taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company. With over 50 years of experience, Ingram Wallace & Company has knowledge of tax laws and legislation that allows them to identify key tax planning opportunities to minimize what you owe. Let them develop a strategy for you or your business. Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Find them online or call 776-2600.
Hey, good morning. It's 640. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure is anchored over the region. It'll be in place right through the middle part of the work week. Sunshine today, a few clouds, and a high somewhere between 60 and 65 through the afternoon. We're clear tonight. Lows dropping down to about 40. Sunny day coming up for tomorrow. Temperatures, they're going to be close to 65. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows dropping down to about 40. The outlook for Wednesday, we'll enjoy plenty of sunshine. Highs Wednesday, 65 to near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball is headed back to the NCAA tournament. The guys will be a 7 seed, and they'll be taking on 10th seed Providence in the first round. Big man Tyler Davis says he doesn't know much about the Friars, but he's looking forward to the matchup.
Nothing really. I mean, I've seen them play a couple times, but as far as scouting and stuff, I don't know anything. But I'm excited to get to know them and go out there and get a game in.
We'll hear a little bit more from Tyler as well as head coach Billy Kennedy coming up. Also looking forward to the women's NCAA tournament selection show tonight. The 14th ranked Aggs looking to get a good seed. Hopefully they'll be hosting the first two rounds here in College Station. Also a great weekend for Aggie baseball and softball. And of course, track and field, the indoor championships. All that and more coming up in sports.
It's time for your NCAA March Madness bracket tip of the day. Phoned in daily from an anonymous source and location.
I just got a tip on what could be a major upset. I can't name names, but if I had a salad for lunch, it would have Gonzaga beans. So I got to go.
All right, there you go.
Gonzaga beans.
Yes. Just trying to help you out. We'll drop a few more of those on you, you know, so that you can, because.
Yeah, so you can fill out the best bracket.
That's wink, right. Wink.
Because, you know, filling out a bracket costs the government, like the economy,
a bazillion
like,
dollars.
Yeah, trillion bazillion dollars.
And, are we going to have an office bracket?
Oh, we always have an office
do
bracket.
Do we? Well, I know everybody does one differently. I think Chip does one, and
does he?
Louis does one.
Back in the day when Tom Turbeville worked here,
mm-hmm.
Tom is a gentle soul. I mean, he just is. He would have a second chance bracket.
Oh.
Which I would never. I mean, look, if you're a loser.
You're a loser for life.
And you didn't get there?
Yeah.
Then why should you get a second chance?
You should never get another chance. Yeah. Never give other people other chances.
No, that's okay in some ways. But, I mean, what is talking about a dang basketball tournament, you missed it. That's all there is to it.
You sound like a mean winner.
No, I haven't won. No, not yet. So, anyway, and we'll do nicknames because, you know, I mean, any team that's called the Blackbirds ought to get a chance, right?
Yeah, might as well.
Shot at that. So we'll look at that today. And, let me see. But, I mean, for instance, did you know that a number 5 seed has never won the national championship?
Did not.
Did you know that a coach with a beard has never won the national championship?
Oh.
Whoa.
Hey, Billy Kennedy is clean shaven.
I know.
Baby.
That's exactly right. That would get, we got a long way to go before we get there. Okay. All right, just saying, but we got to work all week, and we'll be here.
We'll be here.
We will
for
be here
you,
the entire
our listeners.
Week. Just like the members of Congress, they'll be.
They're
in session. I don't know how hard they'll be working. Uh-huh.
The Stop School Violence Act is expected to win broad bipartisan support Wednesday on the House floor. A companion bill in the Senate also has sponsors on both sides of the aisle. The legislation would create a federal grant program for schools to implement new security measures and threat assessments. So far, additional legislation is not on the agenda, though a background check bill designed to increase information sharing is believed to have enough support to avoid a Senate filibuster. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There you go. And so, you know, all the Sunday talk shows were talking about all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Among it was, and if you heard the Sean Hannity update, you know, people are talking about how the president has given something away by deciding to go meet with the Korean. Well, I go meet. We don't know where they're going to meet, but anyhow, to have a meeting with the North Korean boy. But nonetheless, I kind of think the fact that they're going to go to the table says something for his foreign policy. He likes to negotiate. You know, he's going to get in there. Think he'll go in there and they'll muss each other's hair up to get started.
Oh, Lord. That's a lot of bad hair.
Yeah, there really is two different kinds of bad hair that's going on there. Anyway, so student loan debt in U.S. America now is $1.4 trillion, making that debt greater than the United States of America credit card debt.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's not good.
No, it's not. The money is owed by 40 million current and former students, and more than half of them are in default due to what many claim are unfair collection practices that force them into poverty. Of course, the fact that they signed the paper and promised to pay has nothing to do with it, right?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And no help from bankruptcy court laws due to the fact that they prevent the discharge of student loans in most cases. So what they're doing, Fox has put together a little short thing on student loans. Just to show you, it's called Debt Forever. How's that make you feel? Debt. Here we go.
Yeah. Debbie Baker of Tulsa took out federal student loans to become a teacher, hoping to use forgiveness programs, but the loan servicer started playing games.
They even said that I bounced a check, which my bank said, no, it was never presented. They posted the check, then reversed the payment.
In Columbus, Ohio, Mark Gowdy missed a payment on his private student loans. They said he could make it right by paying them $1,000.
I actually sent them $1,200. And the day after that payment cleared, they called that loan.
Both Mark and Debbie ended up in default. The debt ballooned, their credit is trashed. They have no recourse, not even bankruptcy. They could be forever in debt. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Dun, 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 dun. Well, okay, that's interesting. But again, there are a whole bunch of people who sign on to this and they're so irresponsible they never pay their debt. Let's talk right. about those people, too.
Kids, right? It's easy. Just don't go to college.
Yeah.
Don't go to college.
Well, look, you can succeed without going to college. That's
no,
okay
you
thing.
Can. You definitely
but,
can.
But the deal is, don't be signing on to debt that you're never going to pay back.
Right.
You don't think that you can.
I mean, so. let's face it. Did we need to go to college? For our jobs? Did we really?
Yeah, really.
Definitely didn't need to go get my master's.
Did we have to go twice?
Yeah, exactly.
No, college is great, and obviously it provides a lot of things, both socially and in academically. But it's not the be-all, end-all.
Well,
for
back
sure.
in the day when I went, I mean, it was dirt cheap.
Right.
You know, I mean, it did not cost. You know, tuition was like $1,200 a year for the semester for the first couple of years.
Yeah, well, the other thing is kids think they're going to graduate and land jobs where they're making $90,000 a year.
Yeah.
And so that debt or that piece of paper they signed at the beginning, it's, oh, yeah, I can pay that back later.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard. I mean, because before college, you never really sign on to anything that large at 17 years old.
You're
and
right.
So you just don't even know what that's going to be like at the end.
Well, I have friends who went into the medical field and lawyers and things like that, you know, and they're thinking, oh, I'm going to be making them. And they are. They're making good money. But, yeah,
it adds
talk
up
about
a lot faster
all
than
those
you think.
Student loans.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So we'll see. Anyhow, it is. It's a real problem. So the president's going to California this week.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be, I mean, there's like 40 million people there. So, I mean, I guess they can probably find a few people. So they're going to have to check the voter rolls and see who actually voted for
him. Right.
Because he probably will get a little pushback.
Maybe a tad.
But, you know, that's kind of fun. When the president's getting pushback, he pushes back even
harder. Sure.
Which is, you know, makes it kind of entertaining. So anyway, He's going out to the Sunshine State this week, and we'll see how all that plays. 6:49 right now.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets, and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over, and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming, and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists, and we're the best for your environment. Tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 17th, it's toxic plants in pastures and rangeland. Consuming toxic plants can be a problem for livestock. This class will help you identify and control toxic plants and recognize symptoms in your livestock. This week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There's just nothing quite as prominent in a landscape as the trees that provide shade to it. But don't take the tree selection lightly. You and your new trees are going to be sharing your lives, hopefully for many years, and you want to be sure that you've made good matches with each one of them. This is a time that many people start thinking about tree planting, so let's look at six critical factors you'll want to consider right after this important message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes out signed. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752 Grow, or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. So here are the six critical factors in choosing a new shade tree. Mature size. Think of any other purchase you might be making. Do you need a sports car or a van? Are you buying a sofa or a desk chair? Supersize or kids meal? Dalmatian or dachshund? What size clothing do you wear? Everywhere you turn, you're deciding on sizes. It needs to be the same with your shade trees. Unlike furniture and automobiles, trees grow larger and larger. You need to know each plant's fully grown mature size. If you're careless at this point, you could end up with shade trees growing into adjacent trees, rubbing the roof of your house, even falling into the power lines during storms. Do your homework ahead of time. Ask the nurseryman, how tall, how wide will each tree grow? And you'll be able to make informed decisions. Then there's growth form. Odds are that you've never given a tree's growth form, its shape, much consideration, but it's a really important plant feature. How the tree grows does a lot toward determining the message it brings to its surroundings. In most cases, growth form is genetically predetermined. Rounded, spreading, and oval trees are the most natural looking. Weeping trees are graceful and airy in the garden. Some, like weeping yaupon and chaparral weeping mulberry, however, are quite heavy visually. So you need to look at the plant's growth form. Then there's appearance. Ugly trees take just as much water and fertilizer as handsome trees. You're the one making this choice, and it only makes sense to choose a tree that will bring you pride years down the road. Adaptability. Simply put, to be a good member of your family, a tree has to be willing to cooperate. Just like any other invited guest to your home, it needs to be able to prosper with what you can provide for it. Your tree needs to be able to withstand local winters and summers, soils, rain, and drought. Most of all, soils. Then there's longevity. Enjoy digging holes and planting new trees? Well, perhaps you do, but you would enjoy having a tree that would last for a long time. That's critical. Ask your nurseryman, how long is this tree likely to live? The better trees, not the fast-growing ones, but the better trees will live 50 to 150 years. And finally, freedom from pests and other problems. Who wants to plant a tree that's going to have a lot of problems in upcoming years? I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk, Texas, living with fences. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan, Navasota. Good morning. It is 6:53. For the second time in 3 years, Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball is going dancing. The guys have been selected as a seventh seed for this year's NCAA tournament. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy.
Obviously, we're excited to be in the tournament, play a really good team in Providence who just lost the championship game to Villanova in the tournament. Don't know a whole lot about their team, just know they're tough, and I know their coach, Ed Cooley, has done a great job there, and it'll be a physical war. I just expect that Big East basketball.
Now you heard Coach mention the Aggies' first-round opponent. That would be 10th seed Providence. Big man Tyler Davis admittedly doesn't know much about the Friars, but says he's looking forward to the challenge.
Nothing really. I mean, I've seen them play a couple times, but as far as scouting and stuff, I don't know anything. But I'm excited to get to know them and go out there and get a game in.
Tip-off is slated for Friday morning at 11:15 in Charlotte. Of course, broadcast will be right here on WTAW. The four number one seeds in this year's tournament are Virginia, Villanova, Kansas, and Xavier. The Cavaliers, Cincinnati, Tennessee, and Arizona are the top four seeds in the South region, while the Wildcats, Purdue, Texas Tech, and Wichita State head the East. The Jayhawks are followed by Duke, Michigan State, and Auburn in the Midwest region, and the West region has the Musketeers just ahead of North Carolina, Michigan, and Gonzaga. The 14th-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball team will find out its NCAA fate tonight. And the Maroon and White are hoping to get in as a four seed and host the first two rounds here in College Station. The selection show begins at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Well, a great weekend for Aggie baseball and softball. The 8th-ranked guys capped off a sweep of Long Beach State yesterday with a 5-1 win at Windy Bluebell Park. With a perfect week under their belt, Coach Rob Childress says you can't get much better than that for the Aggs.
Well, it was a great week. I mean, a 5-0 week, you can't be any better than that. Two hard-fought contests in the middle of the week, a Friday night fight, and against Long Beach, overwhelmed them offensively yesterday and very businesslike approach today. And again, looks like every game started on the mound. Mitchell Kilcaney was outstanding and got us off to an amazing start, was super efficient. We scored early and didn't give them any hope as the game went along.
Did I mention it was windy? Yeah, it was pretty windy. Meanwhile, across the street, the 7th-ranked Aggie softball team had no problem taking three from number 17 Ole Miss. The Aggs shut out the Rebels twice on the weekend, including a 2-0 win yesterday. A world record performance in the 4x400 relay helped propel the Texas A&M men's track and field team to a fifth-place showing at this weekend's NCAA Indoor Championships. The Aggie women totaled 17 points and tying for 10th place in the meet, which Texas A&M has hosted the last 2 years. The second-ranked Texas A&M men's golf team wrapped up play at the General Hackler Championship yesterday, finishing as runner-up at the Dunes Golf and Beach Club. Sophomore Dan Erickson led the Aggs in the event, finishing with a share of fourth place at 3 over par. In the NBA, Chris Paul scored 24 points and dished out 12 assists as the James Harden-less Rockets bowled over the Mavericks last night, 105-82 in Dallas. Eric Gordon led all scorers with 26 points in the win.
We just got to play collectively together as a group, and we played very good defense, and offensively wasn't going for us in the first half, but we really got it going in the second half, and we just played really good basketball.
Gordon and the Rockets will look to keep the good times rolling tonight when they return home to Houston to host the San Antonio Spurs at 7. Out on the ice, former star Jamie Oleksiak found the net to lead the Pittsburgh Penguins past Dallas last night 3-1. The Stars fall to 38-25-6 on the year and now have dropped 4 of their last 6. And Tiger Woods came up just shy of his first PGA victory in 5 years, finishing one stroke behind Paul Casey at this weekend's Valspar Championship. It marked Casey's first PGA win since the 2009 Houston Open. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Oh, Jan, I am so ready for spring. I can't wait to get out of the house and go somewhere.
Sounds like you could use a new Toyota. And now through April 2nd, we have low APR financing on select models.
That's why I called.
Oh, I just love the sounds of spring. The rivers and streams coming alive. The young hatchlings in their nests singing their very first tune.
Oh, here, I've got one.
Hmm, Got me on that one. What's that?
That's me awakening after a long winter's nap, cruising the open road in my new Toyota.
Wow, you're good.
Thanks. Bless you.
Yeah, that's another sound of spring. My allergies.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N4218.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
65 or so today. That ought to be pretty nice. Look for a low temperature tonight around 42. Tomorrow, 66. Same thing for Wednesday. Winds will be out of the north, but lots of sunshine. Then the winds turn around, and by the end of the week, we'll be at 78. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
They were trapped upside down underwater. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A helicopter with five passengers crashed into New York City's East River last night. That's the Mayday call we got from liveatc.net from the pilot. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live from New York.
Dave, that pilot's the only one that survived. The bodies of those five passengers were recovered. They were strapped into their harnesses upside down. The helicopter was a privately chartered flight booked for a photo shoot. Witnesses say just before the helicopter crashed into the East River, it was flying noisily. Then it dropped into the water and quickly went under. This woman saw it.
One person sort of climbed out of the helicopter.